States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Stroyan here.
DiLorenzo here.
Willis here.
Mr. Magnata and Mr. Valoir are here via Zoom.
Yes. Thank you.
Did you get an opportunity to read the minutes of the previous meeting? And the minutes, June 12th and...
Recording in progress.
May 27th.
The May 27th.
I didn't have a problem with them.
You want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion. We accept the minutes from June 12th and May 27th.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. Conditional use application, AutoZone.
Friends.
AutoZone's on deck.
Good evening. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yep.
Fine, yes.
Yes.
This is Carmen D. Deanna with NDN. As the board recalls, we appeared with the AutoZone team back at the workshop. And at that time, AutoZone presented revised building elevations at the request of the township. And at the workshop, I think the planning board found the elevations much more acceptable and in liking with what the township wanted to see for the AutoZone. They made a presentation, and I think they did a nice job of preparing a set of building elevations that is much more complementary to what the township was looking for. At that meeting, the property owner appeared, and as a condition of the approval, and he had testified that the existing structure at the rear of the parcel that has been occupied as a residence would be demolished as part of the AutoZone development. So our firm will be preparing a site demolition plan that will show that that structure is to be demolished along with the other demolition activities necessary to allow the construction of the AutoZone.
There is more than one building there.
I think there's two storage containers. There is one structure.
The restaurant's still there, right?
So yeah. The restaurant's still there.
They were taking the restaurant down from the very beginning to put AutoZone in.
Yes. That is within the limits of the AutoZone construction development. So that structure has to come down to permit the AutoZone. But the rear structure will also be demolished, even though there's no activity proposed at that rear part of the parcel, except for the construction of the remote retention pond.
Right.
This is Eric Urbino from Milford Farmhouse, and as the owner rep, I can confirm we will be taking down both structures that are currently on the site, and the storage containers were removed, I think, over a year ago at this point.
Correct.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Eric. At the workshop meeting, the environmental scientist presented his findings and his information regarding the wellhead protection. The floor plan that AutoZone had prepared showed that the building would be constructed with a well, a recession in the floor with ramps at the doors to allow storage of any liquids that might spill within the building. A reminder, there are no floor drains within the AutoZone store, so any spill would be contained within this well, this bathtub, so to speak. And he had presented those findings of the work at the workshop, and the Planning Commission felt that was acceptable. We have presented some updated site plans showing some landscaping. We had added additional landscaping in the buffer adjoining the residential property to our north, additional trees, shrubbery to protect the parking, interior part, landscaping areas, and those plans were presented as well. So it is at this time that AutoZone has respectfully requested a recommendation for the conditional use approval so that the project could advance before the board, the township board, and then we will begin work on the land development plans for a full site civil land development submission.
Hey, Carmen, there was one thing we did not discuss, and that was the hours of operation. Is it going to be standard hours of operation instead of what those zones have?
Yes, they operate 7 days a week. Sunday is a little bit more of a limited hours, but their typical hours are at 9 to 9. They do not run 24-hour stores, so it's typical retail hours for the facility. Sunday, a little bit more limited hours. I think they open a little later or close a little earlier.
Number of employees.
Well, we'll find that out with the subject, though. Approximately, do you know how many employees you'll be having there?
Yeah, I think the normal AutoZone has 12 to 18 employees, but on peak shift, that's usually maybe 5 on peak shift.
Okay.
When do you receive your deliveries?
So deliveries come once a week from the AutoZone owned and operated fleet. They have the WB62 truck that brings deliveries. They don't use common carrier. Typically comes from a central distribution hub within the AutoZone family. They come once a week. Very rarely do they come more than that, unless the volume of that particular store is a high volume. They come during non-peak business hours and primarily come prior to opening and at close, because the store personnel have to unload the truck. They oftentimes will have a small forklift that they'll keep. As you may recall, there's a 6-foot-wide garage door where the deliveries come through. So again, they only come once a week. We did do a truck turning plan to confirm that the WBB62 can get in very safely off the road and into the parking lot, back up into the loading space, and then he can easily leave. And that truck turning plan can be provided as part of the land development set for the township's review.
So it'll always be during business hours. It won't be overnight, because I know some Parksters stores, the delivery drivers have keys to the building and they can come and go as they please, kind of.
Yeah, I don't know that they come like at 2 o'clock in the morning or like that. Again, I've always been told by the AutoZone folks that they come either before opening, at closing, or they'll come during low peak hours, you know, when they know the peak is not there. Because again, the crew needs to be available to unload the truck. And obviously, if they're on the sales floor, that's not possible to do.
Right. So there'll be personnel that work there, and it'll be during business hours.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's my understanding.
During time that the building is occupied.
Correct. That's my understanding.
Even if it's, so if you're saying before business hours in the morning, somebody will be on site from AutoZone.
Absolutely, because staff. Again, the personnel need to take the product inside the building.
Okay.
What are the normal business hours?
Is it 9 to 9? Sundays.
I don't have that information handy. I think it's like 9 in the morning to 9 at night, Monday through Saturday, and I think Sundays is like 10 to 5.
They're not open earlier than that? Ray, are they open earlier than that?
I don't think so. I don't really know. I would figure standard hours are 8 o'clock, but I don't use the wholesale division of that store, so I don't have actual.
Well, you're saying
hours. I mean, 8 o'clock makes sense to me, because that's. Is this store going to be retail, wholesale, or retail, or both?
No, it's a retail. It's primarily geared toward the do-it-yourselfer, so it is retail.
Okay.
In some locations, they will provide deliveries to repair shops, car dealerships. In some cases, AutoZone might have one or two small pickup trucks that they will make deliveries to auto repair shops, car dealerships, things of that nature. But it's primarily retail. They're the largest retailer of auto parts in the country.
Right.
Hey, Carmen, I just looked up the hours for the one in Matamoros, and it's 7:30 to 10, Monday through Friday, and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay.
Sunday is 8 to 9?
Yeah. 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay. Like I said, I don't use the store, so...
I thought they were open before 9, because I'm pretty sure I've been in there before 9.
Well, I mean, they have a wholesale. I know that they have a wholesale division in Matamoros, so I'm sure they have shops calling before, probably even before.
Yeah, some of the locations we have done as well, they have what they call hub locations, and they are much larger facilities. Some of them upwards of 15,000 square feet, and they'll stock a lot more of the hard to get parts, and will gear more toward a wholesale side. But this store, of course, this is one of the normal retail stores, mid-level size, so it's not intended to act as a hub, with large distribution.
Right, but I think they all have a wholesale division within, do they not?
Right, within the AutoZone family, yes.
Right, but I mean within each store, they have a...
He's saying wholesale to
wholesale
shops.
Wholesale to auto shops and, like you said, dealerships and whomever.
Yeah, I'm sorry. When I think of wholesale, I think of somebody buying...
I'm not talking warehousing.
Yeah.
I'm talking the pricing index of wholesale.
Yes, for retail, for auto repair places, car dealerships.
Yes.
Service companies, that nature, yes.
Yes, yeah, okay.
Hey everybody, Miguel here, AutoZone Store Development. I may be able to answer a little bit of that question. You might be referring to the commercial program, is that correct?
Yep.
That's what you might be referring to. Yeah, they run commercial programs to serve the local shops. And to attest to the hours, as Carmen was mentioning, we have the larger hubs, which range from 20,000 and over, and those do stay open later, but a typical satellite, which would be this type of satellite store, will be open up until probably 9 p.m. and probably the employees leaving by 10. But yeah, just to kind of correlate the later hours towards the way bigger stores, 20,000.
Well, the AutoZone that's in Matamoros, Bob just looked up the hours on the website, and it contradicts what your statement is. So we're just trying to iron that out.
Yeah,
we still have
the Matamoros?
Yeah, Matamoros.
Yeah, 6 miles from here.
I gotcha. Okay. And what time was that one open?
He's
7:30 to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday, and Saturday is 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah. They might also range regionally to certain consensus, so 9 to 10.
Well, that's fine, but this is a conditional use, and these are things that are going to be part of the conditions. So,
correct.
Like, we're going to set conditions within.
Yeah. Correct.
So,
okay.
We're trying to get what you want and see if that works with what we're thinking.
Definitely.
So, are you looking for mirroring hours to the Matamoros store, or are you going to stick with the 9 to 9 and the, or what are we doing?
I'll say whatever you guys recommend for that area, whatever you guys need, we'll be able to suggest.
Well, I'm not one of your consultants, so.
This is your wish list.
There you go. Your wishes are what we're asking for.
Miguel, this is Bill Smith. I'm going to step in for a second. Okay, Miguel. All right, you guys out. So hours vary by location. It depends on customer demand. If the store is busier at 9 o'clock and we need to stay up until 10, we'll stay up until 10. Sometimes it's seasonal. In the summertime, when it gets darker earlier, people are not out there, so we may adjust our hours down and close at 8 o'clock. So it all depends on customer flow, seasonality, and demand.
Okay. Well, from our standpoint, is you can go down at your own leisure, but up is what we're asking what your maximum hours are, and if you just decide to, if we give you 9 o'clock, it's 9 o'clock. If you're busier at nine and you want to stay open until 10, you'd have to come back in and ask for that.
So we're saying it's a wish list.
So for you to extend it till 10 o'clock and let me open by 7 a.m. That will cover me. We don't go beyond 10 o'clock.
That's what we're asking.
Okay.
So, you know.
You got it.
7:30.
Yeah, so 7:30 to 10 is.
Yeah, we'll mirror the hours in Matamoros.
We can mirror the hours in the Matamoros store.
Okay.
Do you have other questions?
So,
we pretty much went over everything at the last meeting.
Yeah, I mean, we did. There was a couple of the
building was.
I had forgotten all about the deliveries and things like that. I wanted to ask that, and I don't know what happened. It was just the opportune time to ask about it.
So, what other reasonable conditions are you thinking about?
Well, I mean, I think just the standard conditions. You know, the amount of employees and the business hours and.
Mr. Magnata and Mr. Belwar, do you have anything to add to the conditional use portion of this?
You're muted, Tony.
No, I don't.
No, so long as you cover the idea that a demolition permit must be obtained for the existing buildings.
Yeah, that is.
Well, I've listened to what we have, and I have a list. If I'll just go over those. Deliveries will only be during business hours. Limit to 18 employees. Remove existing buildings prior to any permits being issued. Is that what you wanted, Mr. Belwar?
Slight modification.
They got to get a permit for taking down the buildings.
Go ahead.
Existing buildings must be removed and demolition permit obtained. They wanted to perform site work, but nothing goes vertical prior to, so no building permits issued until the two buildings have been removed.
Isn't it simpler to just be sure that the buildings are razed before they get any permits?
I'm fine with that if they are.
I think that's that. They're not large buildings. They're not.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they're
right. No comment from the applicant. Normal business hours will be 7:30 to 10 Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday. Both narratives that were supplied to us via the containment of and the design of the building and the general project development. Full landscape drawings and plans will go along with land development, and the final building elevations and finishes will be part of the land development. That's what I got out of the conversation. I was not at the previous meeting, so does that cover everything?
I don't have anything else. Thank you.
I believe so.
The only other item would be that the normal state permits would be necessary to be provided.
Any state and federal.
Federal, state, mm-hmm. and local.
Okay, so I'd entertain a motion that, is there any comment from the applicant? No.
I'd like to make just one comment. Is there any way with the delivery window that we can just shift that window down a bit to maybe 7 a.m.? Because like Carmen had mentioned, sometimes we come just before opening.
Well, if you so come just before opening and you're waiting for your employees to start at 7:30.
No, but they would start at 7, the truck would arrive. And I'm not saying that's going to happen. The truck comes from over in Hazleton. And the store usually gets a 6-hour window and deliveries would come. But typically we like to get that delivery. And this truck may deliver both Matamoros and this store at the same time. They may try to, you know, consolidate, which they do. They put multiple stores in there. But anyways, they may try to get there at 7 o'clock so they're there a half an hour before open so they can offload the truck. It's easy. They use pallet jacks. Everything's on a pallet. They probably get about 7-8 pallets per delivery. They load it in, take out whatever they're going to take out for returns, and then the truck is off. It's usually within 20 minutes they have it offloaded and on its way. So is there any way that we can make the delivery window, possibility of deliveries between those hours of 7 and 10 versus 7:30?
Well, we're going 7. Is that...
I don't have a problem with that because I'd rather see them get their...
Well, we don't want to confuse the two and make this difficult for the enforcement officer. So normal hours of operation should be 7 to 10 if we're going to do that.
The only other thing that I would mention, sir, is that, you know, if he's there before customers are flowing, that's less of a hazard of that tractor trailer sitting in the lot, right? So we get it in, we get it out, get the product out, and then the customers can start flowing. I don't want to try to have two time periods, but I'm just asking if we can get that extra half an hour to get that.
We're giving you that.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So hours of operation, and if you need to open the storefront at 7:30, you have from 7, right? Is that where we're gonna go? So
yeah.
So business hours can be from 7 to 10, if you want to...
Okay, excellent. Okay. That covers it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Deliveries will be only during business hours. Business hours will be 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Sundays. Removal of the existing buildings will take place prior to any other permits being issued, and we know that there's a demolition permit and the associated whatever state, federal, and local need to go along with that. The conditional use will abide by the narrative given for the project development and for the narrative that was given about the containment on the property. Full landscape plans will be given with the land development. Final building elevations and finish will be done at the land development. And this is understood that any state, federal, and local permits or approvals or whatever that would go along with this project are understood. Is that clear to everyone?
It's clear to me.
Do I have a motion?
I would entertain that motion.
Mr. Willis makes the motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Any further discussion? Okay, we recommend to the Board of Supervisors. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. Okay. So we can move on then. These are going to have to be put together so that they can be signed, right?
Yeah.
So, the secretary wants to put them together and have everybody come in and sign them, or do you want to sign them all now? They need 9 or 12 copies or whatever.
I can easily stop in.
That's
not a problem.
All right.
I'm usually here anyway.
Well, I'm around.
Okay.
I'm only a couple miles away, so.
DEPG update.
All right, we have Patrick McLean there as well as Jim DePetris.
Good evening.
Yes. Thank you.
Good evening. All right, so Andrew Belwar here, and I circulated a revision, proposed revisions to the proposed curative zoning amendment. Today we received from Mr. Waldron a letter that spells out 8 items that he wanted to address, whereby he's addressing certain items that I put into the ordinance. So we can do this one of two ways. One is I can go through the revisions as I suggested, or if you've read them, we can just go through the Tony Waldron letter.
I'm fine with dealing with the Tony Waldron letter.
Yeah, because everybody was fine with the rest of it. So let's take Tony's letter and go through it.
Okay, good. Just by way of background, by the way, with the what I had proposed that I circulated on Friday, that came from our discussions at the PC meeting. It came from Sean Balls's input, as well as some other inputs, including various other townships' ordinances that I'm familiar with. So I included things that try to protect the township as we go forward on this project.
Understood.
So Tony Waldron's letter of July 22 has 8 items. First one concerns section 2 of the proposed ordinance, and this is the, it's Roman numeral 2. This is the amended Article 2 definition.
Right.
I have in there a limit on the number of consecutive days that one can stay in the proposed hotel. That, among other things, I've seen in other municipalities where you don't want a hotel to be converted into a living facility, a residence, in essence. So his proposal is fairly straightforward. He's asking that we change it from 7 days to 14 days. Anybody have an issue with that?
No, I would agree with that, because I think people, when they go on vacation, a lot of them go for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, I just...
Okay. And it's gonna, and 14 days is going to deter the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
Well, how do we have...
Kevin had a comment.
I was under the impression that we were talking about a standard hotel, not a Marriott residence type hotel. Are we talking about a Marriott residence type hotel?
It could be either a Fairfield Inn type hotel or a Residence Inn. I have never seen in an ordinance ones that we've been involved in, you know, the hotels, they operate as they operate, and there aren't any limitations. I mean, these places are generally fairly expensive, and it's not very practical that they become, you know, rooming board houses. But because of the concern, I think we're willing to compromise. But it would be, we wouldn't want to agree to something that would restrict a hotel not to be able to go in and have their residents, whether they're on vacation or in business, be able to stay at this hotel. But certainly we feel as 14 days is a reasonable compromise.
Fine, move on, okay. Mr. Belwar.
Thank you. Next one, section 531.B.1, which is the acreage, the minimum lot area. We increase that from the proposed 7 to 10 acres. I have another municipality where indeed they have a 10 acre minimum requirement for this type of situation. So they're proposing that it go back, and they cite to, among other things, the property across the street, which is just over 7 acres. That's presumably why they chose the 7 acres. So any input from the Planning Commission here?
Well, do you have anything to say, Ray? Or?
I mean, it's understandable. They're looking at it from their standpoint. I mean,
right, but we go.
Well, as Tony pointed out, part of the reason is not to encourage a lot with a bunch of subdivisions, too.
Well, the honest truth is if that property there along that highway were subdivided, the township wouldn't let that come out without having just a single entrance. There wouldn't. The township wouldn't allow that to have multiple entrances onto the highway.
I think the bigger statement would be that PennDOT they already set a precedence with limiting roadway occupancies just by, remember, the auto zone that's going in? They wouldn't allow a second one. When the Dollar General was put in, they specifically wanted an easement from the neighboring lot to have the roadway access off the Dollar General roadway access. So that's why AutoZone is not allowed.
And even if you had to go to individual lots there that met all the zoning, you'd still be able to probably get five buildings in there with a lot for septic and
All right,